Hi, this is MD, and you're listening to Relate with MD Chow. Hey, what's up? It's MD. I'm back at you today with another podcast. It's been a little bit. I apologize. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're enjoying your drive or where it is that you're listening to this podcast. I have been busy, and I just want to share with you some quick thoughts. And it's actually really a single thought with other thoughts springing through it. But I've been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks. And the topic I want to talk about today is, when should you get help? Right? Every single one of us would like to believe that we really don't need anyone's help. Right? Because we'd like to believe that we're smart, we're intelligent, we're resourceful, we're able to overcome our own problems. And a lot of you, I'm sure, like me, if you had someone who was in trouble, who had problems, you're the person, you're the knight in shining armor, you're the person with the great advice who actually helps people out of their troubles. But you know what? When you are in the storm yourself, when you are in the raging waters, when you are in the whirlwind of problems and troubles, it doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how helpful you've been to other people. That's when you need to get help. Because even the best of us in our own storm cannot see clearly, cannot see our way clearly. And we need someone else to be able to speak the truth into our lives. We need someone else to be able to show us where we may be missing it. Because the truth is, when you are in a storm, when you are in the raging waters of problems after problems, when you are in the whirlwind of confusion, it's hard to see where you're missing it. And oftentimes, when you're in a storm, the key to getting out and going through it and beating it and overcoming it is really facing your weaknesses, facing where you are missing it. And the hardest thing to see in a storm is where you are missing it, where you are wrong, where you can tweak yourself. Because tweaking yourself in the storm, in the raging waters, making a different move, thinking differently, acting differently, that is the key to overcoming problems, to making it through a storm. And it's hard to see what you need to tweak, how you need to tweak it without the help of someone else. And you have to go and get help. When you find yourself out of control, not able to get something in control, whether it's anger, whether it's yourself, whether it's a situation, whether it's a circumstance, that's when you need to get help, because that means you're missing something. And it's hard to see what you're missing when you yourself are in the storm. Get help before it's too late. And let me just add something, just kind of a bonus thought for you here. You know, so often we find ourselves in a place where we go, I wish I knew then what I know now. And I was in that situation. I thought to myself, why wait until the moment where I would even have that thought that I wish I knew then what I know now? Why don't I just, in this moment and in the present, always be thirsty for knowledge? Always be thirsty to know how I can be better, how I can do things better, even the things that I think I'm already great at, so that I will never be in a position where I go, I wish I knew then what I know now. But the only way that you can do that is if you have the humility to allow someone else to speak into your life, no matter how great you may think you are. And that's my thought for today. Stay tuned for some last minute thoughts. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time and attention. It's really, really, really meaningful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I know what it's like, and I'm sure you do too, to feel bad about yourself, to feel somewhat humiliated because you can't do something and having to go and get someone's help. But you know what is a natural part of life? Everyone needs the help of somebody else. No person is an island. And you have to believe enough in your future to overcome those feelings and really go and get the help that you need. So I just want to really encourage you to not put it off any longer. Find someone to help you through what you're dealing with, what you're going through. Talk to someone, someone who's wise, someone who is kind, someone who will have your back. And that person's out there. Find them. Get the help that you need. Thank you again for listening to my podcast. Please do share. Please do subscribe. If you're on Instagram and Twitter, follow me on there. My handle on there is @RelateWithMD. Again, that's @RelateWithMD. And follow me on there. I do post on there more often. And as always, I'll see you next time for the next podcast. Thank you for listening.